Shalom Aleichem to his friends. This year should be a special schuz for Gil Shana Vas Nacha Gittel, Simcha Ben Nacha Gittel, Rabbi Yaakov Medina Chasha, Refuas Chai Reza Ben Bas Dina, Eitan Yudah Ben Debi, and Naomi Bas Tova, for Shlema Sor Shar Chol Yisrael, and the Gemara Sana Miriam Bas Chana, for Shlema. The Gemara in Maseches Kedushan, Avzayin and Avzayin, says that a man can marry half of himself to a woman, but a man cannot marry half of the woman to himself. Rava explains the difference. What's the difference, says Rava? There, a woman can't marry two men. She's not ruwi to marry two men. And therefore, if you marry half a woman, it doesn't work, because a woman can't marry two men. But a man, can he marry two women? And what he means to say is, if I want to marry another one, I'll marry another one. Asks the Rashba in the name of the Ravid, who writes that Ish is coming to exclude then a half an Eved and a half a Ben Chorin. That doesn't work. That's what the Chatz Ish is coming to exclude. So when the Gemara says a Chatz Ish is no good, it's not coming to exclude that you can't marry. When a man marries half himself to a woman, it's no good, because it is good. What he means is, I'm going to marry another, I'm able to take another woman. So what is Ish coming to exclude? An Eved, a Chatz Eved, a Chatz Ben Chorin, like it says in Gittin. And on that, the Rashba writes, he asks, and this Ravid is excluding Chatz Eved and Chatz Ben Chorin, that apparently he's learning that when the Gemara says that when you say to a woman, I want to marry half of you, it's excluding, it can't mean that she's going to marry other men, so he must mean I want to mamish marry half of you. You can't marry half a woman. So the Rashba is learning the Ravid that the problem is you can't marry half, but when a man's marrying half himself to a woman, she's not marrying a half, it just means he can take other women. And I don't understand the Ravid, says the Rashba. If it's true, why then does the Gemara poshet the suffix? That Gemara asks, what about a half Eved, half Ben Chorin? Can he be Mekadish Shabbas Chorin? Why doesn't it say from here that he can't? Because of Ish V'lo Chatzi Ish. Because the Ravid says that Ish V'lo Chatzi Ish is coming to exclude a Chatzi Eved. So why does the Gemara just answer from here? And also, according to the Ravid, he should have said that Isha is coming to exclude a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chorin. That if you're Makadish, a Chatzi Isha, you're fine. Because she's Ruir for the whole, because she could theoretically be married, all of her. But if she's a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chorin, that's what it's coming to be, Mamayit. So the Rashba is Mefarish B'divrei Ravid, like Rashi and Gittin, that Isha lebeitrei lo chazia, since a woman can't be married to two men, when he says, I want to marry half of you, he's really marrying half the woman, and that doesn't work. But if he's marrying half of himself to the woman, that's fine, because you're explaining it that I can take other wives. And therefore, what is the half man excluding? Chatzi ish velo chatzi ish, what's that excluding? Chatzi eved. The Rambam, in the third parak of Ish Halacha Tes, says that if you say to a woman, I want you to marry half of me, she's mekudeshes, because it's like he's marrying two women at the same time, and a man can marry two women. But if he says, I want to marry half of you, it doesn't work, because one woman can't marry two men. And if he says to her, I want to marry you and your friend, it also doesn't work, because one woman can't marry two men. So we see in the Rambam, so it appears in the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Meiri, the Tosri Yazakin, the Shulchan Aruch, says Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro in his Shiurim, Simon Chavtes, Kedushin, I'm more basing the Shir, that he's not learning like Rashi, that why can't a woman marry, why can't you marry half a woman? Because when you say half, you must mamish mean half, because a woman's not roi for two men. No. According to the Rambam, when you marry half a woman, the reason it's no good is it's like she's marrying two men. And one woman can't marry two men. So if he's Mekadish to himself, one man, it's like he's marrying two women, and that's fine. But since one woman can't marry two men, when a man marries half of her, it's like marrying two men, and that doesn't work. It's like the Rambam says, when you say, I want you to marry half of me, it's like saying you should be my wife, you and another woman, that's fine. When he says, I want to marry half of you, it's like him saying to her, you're going to marry me and this other guy, and that's no good. So, it's not like the Rashba wants to learn the Ravid and Rashi, that when he says that you're marrying half a woman, problem is the half, that you can't be, she can't be marrying other men. He can't mean that you're going to marry other men, so it must mean he's marrying half of her. That is not the pshat according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the problem is it's like she's marrying other men. Not that he's marrying half of her, but that it's like she's marrying two men at the same time, and that doesn't work. The Avnei Miluim and Simon Lamed Aleph, Sivkon Chav Gimel, asked from the Gemara at the beginning of HaOmer, who wants to learn a source that an Eishes Ish can't be married, another man, can't, Kedushin aren't Tofes when another man tries to marry an Eishes Ish. Asked the Avnei Miluim, why don't we learn from Argama over here in Kedushin Zion that a woman can't marry two men? So Mela, an Eishes Ish can't get married. He asked another Kasha, the Rambam Paskin is like Rebbe Abba, that you can be Mishayar by Kedushin. You could say, you're married to the whole world. You're married to me vis-a-vis the whole world, except vis-a-vis Reuven. As far as Reuven is concerned, you're still a single woman. Why doesn't the Rambam, how can the Rambam say it's Safi Kedushin, Ishi Lebei Trei Lo Chazia? She can't be married to two men, so how can you have Shira and Kedushin? How can you leave over? Now the Yesod of this din of Mekadesh, Ishi Lebei Trei, that a woman can't marry two men, is in Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim Chav Beis Tezayin. It says there, if the father refuses to give her, Iman Yiman Avila Sita Lo, she refuses to give her to this man. So it says in the Mechilta that one man who marries one woman, she's Mekudeshes. Two men that marry one woman, she's not Mekudeshes. I might think that she's not Mekudeshes to both of them, but she's Mekudeshes to one of them. Talmud Lomar Sita Lo to him. Isha Echad Shkiti Shechaz Mekudeshes, Shnaim Shkiti Rechashes, Eina Mekudeshes. That's one man that marries one woman is Mekudeshes, two men that marry one woman is not Mekudeshes. So we see from this Mechilta that a woman can't marry two men doesn't mean that a woman can't be married to two men. It means that the Maisa Kedushin can't be two men with one woman. That's what it means, that Isha Lebei Trei Lo Chazia, that you can't have a Maisa Kedushin, that two men are marrying one woman. It's a din in the Kedushin. Kedushin means one man to one woman. As long as it's one-on-one, it's fine. But if it's two-on-one, two men to one woman, there's no Maisa Kedushin. And therefore, even if two men try to marry one woman, even one of them isn't married. If the issue is that two men can't be married to one woman, then if two guys try to be Mekadesh her, then let one of them be married to her. Say maybe to Suffolk, you don't know which one, but one of them is married to her. The answer is no. It's not that two men can't be married to one woman. So you can't have a Maisa Kedushin of two men with one woman. And therefore, even if two men try to marry one woman, you don't say, all right, one of them is married to her. You say, none of them are married to her. You can't have a Maisa Kedushin, two men with one woman. So it's a din in the Kedushin. Kedushin can't be 2-1, but not who the woman is married to. And therefore we understand very well that if a man's Mekadesh and Eishes Ish, maybe it's Kedushin Taka. Maybe Taka it's Kedushin. Why? Because here it's a Maisa Kedushin, one-on-one, friend for the Kasha of the Avnei Miluim. And therefore the Gemara has to find another source. Chayvei Krisis, Kedushin isn't. If they're ready, Chayvei Krisis, Kedushin aren't Tofes. Seder. But you can't learn from the fact that a woman can't be married to two men. Because a woman can't marry two men. It's in the Maisa Kedushin. Two men can't do a Maisa Kedushin on one woman. But if it's one against one, maybe even if she's an Eishes Ish, it works. And also Shiur. If he says to a woman, you're Mekudeshes to me to everybody except for Reuven, vis-a-vis whom you're single, this isn't half a Maisa Kedushin. Vis-a-vis the whole world, it's a complete Maisa Kedushin. Vis-a-vis Reuven, nothing happened here. There was no Kedushin at all. So it's not being married to two men. It's being married completely to one man. This Ma'aseh Kedushin was on one man. And it's not shaykh to Reuven at all, because vis-a-vis Reuven there was no Ma'aseh Kedushin. Vis-a-vis the rest of the world, it was a complete Ma'aseh Kedushin. Memela, there's a tzad, there's a suffix, then maybe it's a good Kedushin. Only when he's Mekadesh, half a woman, and therefore it's like him saying, you're going to be married to me and another guy, that's no good. But saying you're going to be married to me and to a vis-a-vis the rest of the world, you're married to me, and vis-a-vis Reuven, you're not married, that's a complete Ma'aseh Kedushin. Not a half. The Ravid doesn't argue with the Rambam. So the Ravid apparently learns like the Rambam. There's a problem with the Ma'aseh Kedushin of 2 to 1. And when you marry a half a woman, it's like her marrying two men. And therefore we have a teretz of the Kasha. The Ravid asks, the Gemara in Gittin has a shayla of Chatzi Eved, why don't we be poshated from here? Can a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chorin marry a woman? Why don't we poshate from here that he cannot? The answer is that the Gemara is Mesupik. Is the problem of Chatzi Ish that she has to be roi for the whole man? Like our Gemara, that as long as she's roi for the whole man, she can marry half the man, and we're only memayit Chatzi Eved, because then she's only roi for half of him. Not to the Ravid says Kedisa Begitin. Or maybe no. It's all Talui and Shira Bekinyano. If he's a half an Eved, half Ben Chorin, he wasn't Mishar Bekinyano, he can marry this woman. Now Rava there said in Gittin that just like if you marry a half an Isha, she's not Mekudeshes, so too, if you marry half Shifcha, half Bas Chorin, she's not Mekudeshes. And the mother says, "Ay, but you're not Mishar B'Kinyano. By Chatzi Shir Mishar B'Kinyano. By Chatzi Shiv Chatz Bas Chorin, there's no Shir in the Kinyan. He's marrying all he can marry, the Chatzi Bas Chorin part." So what would Rava answer? Rava, you see, doesn't hold of this Inyan of Shir. Rava isn't bothered by the fact that you're not Mishar B'Kinyano. Rava says, even if you're not Mishar B'Kinyano, it's still no good. Why is it still no good? Because she's not Roy Lakula. She can't marry half an Isha. And you also can't marry half Shifcha, half Bas Chorin. Because Rabbi doesn't hold of this Indian of Shira Bekinyan. He said, even if you're Mishair, you're not Mishair Bekinyan, you marry all you can marry, half Bas Chorin, it still doesn't work. That's all Shitas Rava. So now we can answer the Kasha of the Rashba. The Ravid who said that you can't marry a Chatzi Eved can't marry a woman, even though he's not Mishayar B'Kinyano, because the whole of him isn't Roy. So Rava here in our Gemara says that we have Ish. Velo Chatzi Ish. What is he going to do with Ish and not Chatzi Ish? You know what Rava is going to say about Ish and no Chatzi Ish? Rava is going to say that's talking about Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. Because as far as him marrying half of him to a woman, he just means he's going to marry, he can take another woman. That's fine. So Rava explains, the Ravid is in Rava, who says the Makadish Lechetzio. There's no issue of Chatzi Ish. It's only Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. That's where there's an issue of Chatzi Ish. But according to the Ravid in Kiddushin and Rava, half an ish isn't a problem. Half an ish she can marry. The Rashba holds half is out. That's the problem. The problem is mamash a half. But according to the Ravid, the problem is not the half. The problem is I roy for the whole guy. If it's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, you're not roy for the whole guy. So ish is coming to be mamayit chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. Not because it's a half. Half the Ravid holds is fine. But because she's not roy for the whole thing. And that the Gemara in Gittin had a shiloh, that was the Rashba's kasha. So why is the Gemara in Gittin poshet from our Gemara here? The answer is because there, the Gemara asks, because there's a tzad that it's taller in Shira b'kinyano. If it's chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, he's not mishayir b'kinyano. So maybe he can marry her. But Rava doesn't hold as an issue of chatz, of shir b'kinyano. He doesn't think that matters, that you're not mishayir b'kinyano. He says that as long as you're not roy l'kulo, it's no good. So therefore, Rava would taka not have the Gemara and get in shayla. But the Gemara and get in as a shayla because Gemara is another tzad besides Rava. According to Rava, if you're not roy l'kulo, it's going to be no kedushin, so therefore chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin is no good. Masha en kein, and the Gemara and Gittin, they also have a tzad of shir b'kinyan, so therefore maybe chatzi eved is good. But Rava doesn't hold. We see in the Gemara there of shir b'kinyan that shir b'kinyan means that maybe if you're not mishayir b'kinyano, then the marriage is a good marriage. Rava holds not like that. Rava holds that even if you're not mishayir b'kinyano, it's still no good. If you're a chatzi eved, why? She's not right for the whole thing. The Gemara and Gittin couldn't have been poshed from here because here is Rava. It's only one side. Rava's side is that if you're a chatzi ish, a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, it wouldn't work because she's not roy l'kulo. But the Gemara there has an additional tzad, not like Rava here, and maybe it would work because you're not mishayir b'kinyano. And Rava holds, no, chatzi ish is memait is chatzi eved, because she's not roy l'kulo. The Rashba also asked on the Ravid, you the Ravid who hold that Chatzi is coming to be a Mamayit Chatzi Eved, so why isn't it also Mamayit Chatzi Shifcha? The answer is because the Ravid is learning like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that when you talk about a half a woman, the reason a half a woman is no good is because it's like she's marrying two men. Now, if she's a chetzi shivcha, is she marrying two men? No. He's marrying her, and there's nothing else left. He's marrying half of her, the chetzi bas chorin side, and there's nothing else left. And the Ravid holds like the Rambam. So there's no reason that the Ravid should have said that chetzi ish is memait chetzi shivcha chetzi bas chorin. Because that's not the way he holds a libidamis. When he's explaining Rava, he says that Ish is Mimayet. Ish and Archatish is Mimayet. Chatzi Eved. Chatzi Ben Chorin. Because Rava says it's Talui if you're right for the whole thing. That's all the Rambam arrived at explaining Rava. However, Aliba de Emes, and this is the way the Rambam paskins the Gemara, that's not what Chatzi is coming to exclude. It's not coming to exclude where you're not right for the whole thing, because then it would attack also be excluding Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin. No. What is it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude that you can't have a marriage that it's like one woman marrying two men. One woman marrying two men. One man marrying two women. In other words, when he marries, says, marry half of me, that works. Why, according to Rambam, does that work? Because a man can marry two women. But when it's two men, when it's a woman marrying two men, that won't work. Or a woman marrying one man, leaving an option for another man, leaving an opening for another man. That's like a woman marrying two men. But according to the Rambam, and the Ravid agrees, if it's a chetz yeshivcha, chetz yebas chorin, you're not leaving room for any other guy. Because he's marrying half of her and there's nothing left. So if the Ravid doesn't say that, Isha is coming to be memayit, chetzi shifcha, chetzi bas chorin. That's the way Rava holds in Gittin. But the Ravid holds like the Rambam, that Aliba de Emes, Isha is not memayit, chetzi shifcha, chetzi bas chorin. Because she's not, it's not like she's marrying two guys. So don't ask on the Rash and the Ravid Rashba, how come you don't say that Isha is Memayet like Chatzi Ish? Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Bas Chorin, just like Chatzi Ish is Memayet Chatzi Evid, Chatzi Bas Chorin, Chatzi Ben Chorin. Because only according to the Rashba that Chetzi Mamish is Aser doesn't work. Therefore, Einachinami. Chetzi Shiv Chetzi Bas Chorin is no good, just like Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chorin is no good. They're both halves. The Ravid and the Rambam don't have problems with halves. Their problem is that it's like you're marrying two separate people. So if it's a man marrying two women, that's going to be fine. If it's one woman marrying two men, or a man marrying half a woman, which is like marrying two men, according to the Ravid and the Rambam, that's no good. Because a woman can't marry two men. But, if she's a chetzi shivcha, then she's not marrying two men. All that she's doing is she's taking her half bas chorin and marrying this guy. And therefore, Isha is not memayet this chetzi shivcha, chetzi bas chorin. According to Rav Taka, chetz yeshiv, chetz bas chorin is no good. But according to the Ravid, it is. And the Rambam, it is. So therefore, the end of the Rashba's question is answered. That the Ravid is only explaining, according to Rav, that Ish is memayit, chetz yeshiv, chetz yoevid, chetz yoben chorin. That's the chetz Ish kid Isa begitten. And that's Shitas Rava, that you're not Roy Lakula. according to the Rabbi, that the issue is that you can't marry two people at the same time. If you're a woman, but if she's a chetzi shifcha, she isn't married two women at the same time, two men at the same time. She's only marrying one guy, because when he says I want to marry, when he marries her, when he marries half of her, there's nothing else left for any other guy. So the kedushin is a good kedushin, just like the Rambam says. That chetzech mechudeshesli doesn't work because one woman isn't right for two men. But if this woman is going to be right, if this Maisa Kedushin isn't a Maisa Kedushin of two men, because he's marrying all that he can, so it's not two men, it's only one man, and that's it, then she's completely taken up. The Kedushin would be a good Kedushin. So that's Shitas HaRavid. So if you hold like the Rashba, it's Taka true. It should say, the Rabbi should have said Chatzi Isha. The Chatzi Bechatzi Shivcha. Because he holds the problem of Chatzi. Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Shivcha. The Rabbi doesn't hold that way. The Rabbi holds the Chatzi Eved, it doesn't work because this is Shitas Rava. He's explaining Rava. And Rava and Gittin doesn't care about Shir Kinyano. He just says that she's not right for the whole thing. She's not right for the whole thing. The whole guy, no kedushin. That's Rava. And yes, it's true that if you would be in Shitas Rava, then a Chetzi Shivcha also wouldn't work. Because you're not right for the whole thing. The Ravid learns that the Chetzi problem is that you're marrying two people. And a Chetzi Shivcha, Chetzi Baschorin is not marrying two people. Only a regular Isha. A regular Isha is going to be a problem. Because if you're marrying half of a regular Isha, then it's like her marrying two men. But if the Chetzi Shivcha, Chetzi Baschorin, there's no two men here. And the Rashba said to the Ravid, you should have held that Mekadesh Chatzi Isha is fine. Why? Because the whole woman is Ruya. So why can't he just take half? If your problem is Mamish halves, then only Chetz Yeshivcha Chetz Baschorin should be your problem. But not Chetzi Isha. Chesed Shish is not just like by man. Problem is Chatzi Eved. By a woman, your problem should be Chatzi Isha. Meaning Chatzi Shivcha. But Stam, half a woman should be fine according to you. And the Rabbi is going to say no. When he's coming in Beshitas Rava. So Rava holds that half means that he's Mamish half a person. He's an Eved. Like we see in the Gemara in Gittin, you're not Roy Lakula. That's all in Shitas Rava. But I hold that the issue is like the Rambam. That when you marry half a man, it's like this man is marrying two women, and a man can marry two women. He doesn't have a problem with half a man because half a man can marry two women. And when it's half a woman, the problem is that half a woman can't marry two men. So if you're Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, it's like she's marrying two men. That's no good. Not like you who says that it has to mamish be half a person, like a Chatzi Yevit. not like you, the Rashba. No. Problem is, Mekadesh Chatzi, the problem is Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, it's not that she's a half a woman, but that she's marrying two men. Two men is no good. And when it talks about what you're dealing with, a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin, she's not marrying two men when she gets married. If you're marrying all that you can marry, it's the way the Ravid holds. Rabbi Taka holds you can't marry a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin. You're not Roy Lekulo. It's like you can't marry a Chatzi Evet. Because they're not Roy Lekulo. The Ravid is learning like the Rambam that Aliba de Emes, the problem with Chetzi man is that he's taking two women. And the problem with Chetzi woman is that she's taking two men. So Chetzi Shivcha, Chetzi Baschorin will work. Because she's not like, it's not like she's taking two men. So Rav Shapira Zatzal asks on this Mahalach from the Gemara. In the Gemara you see Shnechetz Shtechetz Yaich Bivas Achas Ma. What if you try to marry two women, two halves of one woman at once? Why does the Gemara have this problem? If the whole problem with halves is that she's marrying two guys, if the whole problem with halves is that when you marry half a woman, it's like she's marrying two men, but if you're taking both halves of her, then she's not marrying two men anymore. She can't marry another man now. You're taking both halves, so what's the shaila? So if that's the case, then it must be this taka problem with a half. And this taka problem with a half, then how do you marry a chetzi shivcha? So he answers, the kevan the yisod din chatzi isha, who mishum itzel lebeit shrei lo chazia, v'ze shayich b'mekadish chatzi isha, v'lo b'chatzi shivcha, memela gam le'enyin din mekadish chatzi isha, perusha di isha, v'lo chetzi, hu chetzi isha, b'chazia lekula. That since the yisod din of chatzi isha is because a woman is not ru'uya for two men, and that's shaykh. If you're mekadesh half a woman, but not half a shivcha, because this half a shivcha is not roy for two men. So Mimela, also with respect to the din of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, you have to marry the whole woman and not a half when you're roy for the whole woman. When the woman is completely available, now you have to take the whole woman. If it's a chatzi shivcha, you don't have to take the whole woman. She's not marrying two guys. When she's completely free, there's still going to be a pagam in this kedushin, possibly, even if you're taking both halves. Because since she's a completely available woman, the limud is that I have to take the whole thing. Because by taking two halves, since in the case where you just take half, it doesn't work, because isha lebeitre lo chazia, so that's even if now if you take both halves. And if you take both halves, there's no other guy who can marry her. But still, we see now that the yesod of marrying, it looks like this is what he's saying, that the yesod, though, when you're marrying half a woman, it means that you're leaving room for another guy, even if before there's no room for another guy, because you're marrying both halves in one shot. But since be'etzem, it's only halves, and halves mean that there's room for another guy, it no longer works. So it seems like it's not a din of befo'al. Befo'al, no other guy can take her. But shinsi's ru'uya l'kulo chetzi, it doesn't work anymore. Because chetzia means be'etzem that another guy can take her. Even if you're before Lu can't, because he can't, because you grab the other half too. Hashem can, if she's a chetzia shivcha, then that's beseder, because that be'etzem is not, that be'etzem is only for one guy. There's no such thing as two guys when it's chetzia shivcha. And it's only when it comes to a man, there we say that if it's chazia l'kulo, there's no chisaron of ish velo chatzi ish, because this man can take two women. But a woman who can't take two men is a chisaron be'etzem of isha velo chatzi isha. And therefore, what is takas the chisaron of ish velo chatzi ish? So that, like we said, like the Ravid said, is come to Mamai de Chatzi Evid, according to Rava. And probably according to the Rambam as well. No Chatzi Evid. Skachi le Chatzi is fine, but not if he's an Evid. And if he says Chatzi Ech Mekudeshesli, it's no good, because she's marrying two men. So that's the Velo Chatzi Isha. The Velo Chatzi Isha is marrying half a woman. Because marrying half a woman means that she's like marrying two men. But not a Shifcha, because a Shifcha is only marrying one man if she marries half of herself. That's the Chatzi Isha then, is a free woman. And what's the Ish for Lo Chatzi Ish? What are we memayit when we say Chatzi Ish? The Chatzi Ish, we're memayit Eved. Because if it's a regular Ish, he can marry two women. It's like he's saying, I want to marry two women, but not. So what's the not Chatzi Ish? Chatzi Eved. Chatzi Eved, it doesn't work. That's no chatzi ish. What do we do when we remind chatzi isha? There, according to the Rama, we remind something else. Not a chetz yeshivcha. Chetz yeshivcha is fine because she's marrying two men. Because she's only marrying one man. Marrying one man, she's allowed to marry one man. So chetz yeisha, going to be when half of her marries a man. Now she's right to another man. But Chetziyish, he's saying that I want me to marry half of me, meaning I'm marrying two women, that's fine. So what are we memayit when we say Velo Chetziyish? Chetziyevit. So that seems to be correct understanding of this sugya, I hope, and I hope to continue this. A lot more to say in this sugya, obviously, And we should be zocha lumodu lelahmi lishma v'lasa l'kaim is called every salma to rasa v'yahava amen v'yamein shalom shalom svidis and us beloved friends.